And now, Miriam Neff with New Beginnings.
Election rhetoric is deafening. I have advice for any would-be president. It's biblical, it's right on, and found in 2 Chronicles 1. Solomon, becoming king of Israel, spoke to all the people, the prominent leaders, lesser leaders, judges, and family heads. He gathered the important and not so important. Presidential hopeful, who are you summoning? With whom are you meeting? The bundlers, donors? That's not wrong, but Solomon's heart was to lead the people. In fact, he identified them as God's people, not his. His goal was to govern this great people of yours. Your only hope of governing well is to acknowledge, except for God, you would not have the opportunity to lead. Without God, you cannot lead his people. This feature at widowconnection.com.